Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Few scenes in movies are scarier than the attacks of the vicious avians in Alfred Hitchcock's thriller, The Birds.
Well, I think these were crows. Well, yes, hundreds of them. Yes, they attacked the children, attacked them.
In the 1963 thriller, crazed birds terrorize residents of the Northern California coast. Though the film was based on a short story, it may have also been influenced by a real-life bird poisoning that occurred just a few miles from the home of Alfred Hitchcock. Since then, similar cases have been documented around the world. And scientists now believe they have identified an ocean toxin that causes suffering and erratic behavior in marine animals. Amy Coombs has the story.
In 1961, about 2 years before the movie The Birds was released, real-life residents in the beach town of Capitola awoke to birds slamming into their rooftops. The suburb of Santa Cruz was covered with dead seabirds and bits of disgorged fish. But University of California Santa Cruz professor Rafael Cudella says, unlike in the film, the birds weren't trying to hurt anyone.
The movie suggested that they were actually attacking people. What was probably happening is they were poisoned and they're disoriented and they're just simply flying into things.
According to the local paper, Alfred Hitchcock did request news reports to use as research material for his latest thriller. At the time, people thought the birds had lost their way in the fog. But scientists now say domoic acid, a toxin produced by sea algae, is to blame for the strange behavior.
Domoic acid is a neurotoxin, and so if you get enough of it in humans or in marine mammals, it actually causes brain damage. And it comes and goes, and every few years we have a big outbreak. Oftentimes there will be deaths of California sea lions or dolphins or brown pelicans.
More and more sea animals are being poisoned by domoic acid. Each year the toxin kills hundreds of California sea lions that eat contaminated fish. Veterinarian Frances Goland and her staff see the suffering at their rescue center, located at the north end of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Would you want influenza?
Oh, yes.
Are there swabs there?
I guess I'm going to have to run and go get some.
Can we move that animal to C5 instead of D5? This is one that was having seizures and was picked up on the beach yesterday.
Domoic acid binds tightly to excitatory neurons and causes a range of erratic behavior. As volunteer Lee Jackerel prepares a mesh net, he says sick sea lions are also extremely sensitive and prone to overreact when approached.
So we have a long, thin net that we'll put over his head that helps constrain his movements so it's easier to restrain him. And he will not enjoy that, and he will try to get away from us and probably yell at us a bit and try to bite us.
As the researchers walk into the chain link enclosure, the sea lion spasms and tries to run away. Once trapped in the net, it takes 5 researchers to hold down his fins, take blood, and administer treatments. Despite the creature's misery, Gulen says this sea lion is lucky. In many cases, the debilitating seizures cause so much brain damage that the animal dies. This is why more than half of the rescues have to be put to sleep, and many more die unnoticed at sea. Again, veterinarian Frances Goland.
Currently in California, it's probably the commonest cause of disease in the mammals that we see, so I'd say it's the most important threat. And the interesting thing, or the reason to be concerned, is it doesn't just cause seizures in adult animals, but it also crosses the placenta in pregnant females and can damage the developing fetus. So it can cause abortions, and it can cause death of the newborn pup.
Scientists have known for a long time that domoic acid is produced by a sea algae, or plankton, called Pseudonychia. But that only happens sometimes. The algae is usually benign. The question that has plagued them is, what makes the plain algae suddenly start producing the toxin? This is why Rafael Cudella's lab is filled with beakers of Pseudonychia. Cudella shakes a bottle of the filmy algae. He says he thinks a form of nitrogen, called urea, makes the algae produce toxin.
This is Pseudonychia. Pseudonychia multiseries will double its toxicity when we give it urea to grow on. It grows at about the same rate whether we're giving it nitrate or ammonium or urea, all of which are just sources of nitrogen. But when we grow it on urea, even though it's growing at about the same rate, it's producing twice as much toxin.
So far, Kudela says urea is the only chemical he's found that makes the algae increase amoic acid production. Having identified urea, the next question was whether it was present in the ocean. Kudela took water samples, and it turns out that urea levels are high enough to cause a problem.
When we measure things at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf or we're in the San Francisco Bay, we can measure quite high concentrations of urea. Oftentimes, it can be the largest source of nitrogen that's in the water.
The findings appear in the November issue of the journal Harmful Algae. So the burning question now is, where is all the urea coming from? James Cloran, a biologist at the U.S. Geological Survey, says that with urea, the arrows usually point to humans.
When we think of urea, which is an excretory waste product of vertebrates, we think of things like untreated sewage or runoff from animal feedlots.
Northern and Central California do have livestock, as well as people living with older, perhaps leaky septic systems. Urea can also come from garden fertilizers like Miracle-Gro. Cloran says we're still figuring out what's causing the increase in amoic acid poisonings.
This new work is important because it gives us a strong clue that one of those factors is the presence of urea, which we associate with land sources.
Some researchers, like Kudela and the veterinarian Goland, hope we won't have to wait for certainty. They hope coastal communities will begin to watchdog urea pollution as a precaution. For Living on Earth, I'm Amy Coombs.